AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. Pope Francis greeted with cheers as he delivered his Christmas blessing to worshipers in St. Peter's Square. The pontiff calling the birth of Jesus good news that changed the course of history. He also called for an end to the war in Gaza and denounced the international arms industry for supporting conflicts there and around the world.
Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris.
Francis noted what he described as a contemporary slaughter of the innocents by war and by abortion. No holiday in Gaza amid the continuing violence in the war between Israel and Hamas. At least 68 people killed by an Israeli strike, including at least 12 women and 7 children, among them a baby. And no shortage of holiday travelers ahead of Christmas. TSA screening a record number, more than 2.5 million people on Saturday alone. That adds to a record year for airline travel, surpassing pre-pandemic levels. This is ABC News. If you called NORAD's Santa hotline last night, you might have heard a familiar voice. The White House says President Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden answered calls Sunday evening on Santa's whereabouts.
NORAD, as it has done for the past 68 years.
And we're going to make sure that his path is clear. And as we intercept him, we'll go ahead and wave at him. He waves at us.
Is tracking his journey.
He's quite happy that we're escorting him as he makes his way around North America.
Delivering gifts and holiday cheer to millions around the world.
ABC's Inez de la Quintera. Record-breaking warm temperatures are taking Minnesotans by surprise this Christmas holiday. Sunday broke the record high with 54 degrees in the Twin Cities, well ahead of the previous record of 46. Downright balmy and not good for the ski slopes.
Obviously, it's really warm out today, and we do still have some snow, but we're really hoping for some colder weather to make some more snow.
That's Wild Mountain Ski Resort manager Nathan Haxeth. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wherever you're going this holiday weekend, just go get that Civic Media app that way. When Weird Uncle Joe starts spouting off about some nonsense, when Aunt Donna says some things that you just cannot abide, just pop in those earbuds, go find Civic Media. But better than that, tell all your friends and family that they too can become enlightened through the Civic Media radio network.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say it, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power, our veterans.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripes cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money.
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Kripes cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wherever you're going this holiday weekend, just go get that Civic Media app. That way, when weird Uncle Joe starts spouting off about some nonsense, when Aunt Donna says some things that you just cannot abide, just pop in those earbuds, go find Civic Media. But better than that, tell all your friends and family that they too can become enlightened through the Civic Media radio network.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power, our veterans.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Kripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I just, I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
There's an actual Candy Cane Lane in Wisconsin. It's only real during the holidays, but one Milwaukee area neighborhood has been sharing its holiday cheer for close to 40 years. 300 residents along West Oklahoma Avenue in West Dallas decorated to be part of Candy Cane Lane this year, free to drive through and enjoy. But since 1984, $3 million in donations have been raised and given to the MAC Fund to fight cancer. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Celebrated Festivus? It only started in 1997, but the quirky holiday
from Birchwood to Poplar. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It is time for Motherhood Monday, when we talk to Nicole Slavin and Kate Duffy from Motherhood for Good, and their guest this week is Sarah Bloomquist, and we're going to be talking about something called the Moms Mental Health Initiative as part of Mental Health Awareness Month. Kate, Nicole, thanks so much. Good to see you guys. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, good to see you. Good morning.
Yeah. All right, so in bringing in Sarah, again, Mental Health Awareness Month has a lot of various facets to talk about here. And one of them is part of that, I don't know, stigma or expectation, what the word is, but let's you guys can speak from experience, and then Sarah will as well. You know, when you find out you're going to be a new mom, it's not always, Kristen Lyerly laughed at me at the last round. I said, it's not a Norman Rockwell moment necessarily. There's a lot going on in your heads that, I can't even begin to deal with, and yet you have to deal with them. And some people need more help than others processing that, Nicole.
It's so true. And I think there's this idea that it's going to be this magic, perfect thing. And yes, there are moments that are wonderful, but your world changes in an instant. And, you know, even if you have support and you have, you know, everything in place, it's still, you know, you're learning and as you go, and, you know, it isn't always perfect. And there's a lot of, how do I do this? And, you know, what if I don't feel right? And what if this isn't the magic thing I thought it was going to be? So, yeah, really, really excited to speak with Sarah.
Let me first get confirmation from Kate. She might've said it was all perfect and just like a fairy tale. Kate. Yes. No.
No.
What fairy tale? Of course it is like a wonderful, wonderful journey, but it's tough at times. And I'm very lucky. I had a friend who right before I gave birth actually told me, she's like, it's okay if you don't have that euphoric moment right away, if you feel overwhelmed or whatever you feel is okay. And I was so happy she told me that. Just somebody giving me that permission that like any of your feelings are valid and it's not a fairy tale all the time was so helpful. We need a little more of that.
So that takes us to bringing in Sarah Orns Bloomquist. And Kate, since I've got you first, you want to introduce Sarah and what it is that she's doing?
Yes. So Sarah Bloomquist is the co-founder and executive director of Moms Mental Health Initiative. They are a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping moms navigate perinatal mood and anxiety disorders. Mm-hmm. I've known about Moms Mental Health Initiative for a while, but I actually got to meet Sarah a couple weeks ago. We were at a roundtable for maternal health hosted by Representative Vining and Senator LaTanya Johnson. And it was so amazing to hear from Sarah about the work that their organization is doing and all the other women that were there that like were sharing all their experiences and so many different things that moms struggle with, both during pregnancy and postpartum. So we're very happy to have Sarah on today. And Sarah, welcome. We would love to have you just introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about your background and Moms Mental Health Initiative.
Hi. Yeah, thanks for having me. I was so glad when we met because I just love what you are all doing. And I am Sarah Bloomquist, and I started Moms Mental Health Initiative with my co-founder, Becky Schrader. And we really felt like there was a gap in care for women who had a baby and were struggling with anxiety or depression. And when we went through it ourselves, I mean, I experienced it, trying to find the right help was so difficult. And then you reach out for help and you get a provider who doesn't understand what you're going through. And sometimes they make it worse than better. And we just, as we connected with other moms, we saw that this is kind of the norm for when you're going through anxiety or mood disorder around the perinatal period, which is pregnancy up to roughly a year after. You can also include preconception and just how that that whole process lays out. So we decided to start an organization that just helped bridge people to the right help. And my background is in the helping profession and working as an advocate and pregnancy counselor and just kind of in that field. But I also have personal experience having gone through depression and anxiety with my first child, and then in my second as well, although that looked very different, and it was a result of changes in medication and that hit later. So it just, these conditions just look different on every person, and they can be life-altering, and also they're the number one reason women die from a pregnancy-related condition. Mental health is the leading cause. I mean, it's just like, it's so upsetting and terrifying to realize that these women are dying from suicide and overdose and often past the typical 2 to 3 months postpartum. This is happening in 6 to 9 months. And in Wisconsin, it's an extreme health crisis.
Yeah, I know Representative Vining was talking about, and we kind of posted a reel late last week about the maternal health crisis in general. And I know Representative Vining talks about how it's actually even worse, you know, in Wisconsin. And there are things that we need to be doing. And I'm wondering, based on your experience and how you've done this, like, what are some of the biggest barriers that stop people from getting help? Is it more of like the stigma aspect of it, or is it like logistical hurdles, issues with access, things like that?
You know, it's really both, all of the above. I mean, stigma is a massive factor, and trying to fight that stigma is one component. The other thing is the disease itself is an obstacle. Depression, anxiety, they lie to you. Suck your energy, your motivation. It makes it, the process of finding help and seeking it and going after it, really overwhelming. But then access to care. We have a healthcare system that just isn't set up well to manage the totality of what goes on when someone has a baby. You know, you go in the hospital, you're out a couple of days, you come back for your 6-week checkup. Oh, I'm struggling. Here's a, you know, referral to behavioral health. You call behavioral health, and you could be put on. Well, I just had one mom that we're working with. She was put on a waiting list for about a year. And then when they called and said, you know, oh, we have a space available for you, she was too late in calling back and they filled her slot. And so she called when she was pregnant, and now she's about 5-6 months postpartum and not doing well at all. So there are so many ways the ball was dropped in that situation. So we don't have enough providers. We don't have enough space. We also don't have people really filling in that gap. And then our healthcare providers are, there's no consistency when you get with one, you know, like some might be really aware of perinatal mental conditions and another might be like, nope, sorry. Like I don't deal with that, you know? So there's so many different obstacles.
It reminds me of, I mean, I've got a daughter who's got to get on a list now for daycare and she's not even pregnant yet. I mean, how do you possibly know that you're going to need, you know, a referral for a mental health issue? And so providing whatever information you can is good. I want to, Sarah, as well, kind of tackle the notion in case anybody's listening and saying, yeah, why are there more instances like this? And I think like a lot of things, it's maybe not necessarily that there's more, but that we're doing a better job of recognizing these things and not just hiding the stigma, like, oh, I'm depressed. I must not be a normal parent.
Yeah. Well, and there's no doubt that coming through this pandemic that we've increased, we're seeing an increase in mental health conditions. I mean, there is that piece, but this has existed. This has always existed. And I think of all those women who suffered in silence and how many women may have died that we don't even know that we're suffering from this. And awareness is growing. It's not enough. Like we need more. And that's why it's coming out. But there's a tension to it. And there hasn't been any attention on it. Like it's just, maternal health is just kind of like the last thing that we deal with. It's just, you know, and these conditions are not at all, I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know if this is okay to say, but like the ugly stepchild of mental health. Mm-hmm. Like, nope, you go on the mental health websites and it lists, you know, all these different conditions and people they help. But then when there's nothing there about perinatal and maternal, it's ignored. And it's also, that just is another way of showing like where we are in our healthcare system. Women just are put last.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think too, it's so hard. Just speaking from my own experience postpartum, your brain is overloaded. There's already too many things that you already are responsible for. And you're absolutely mentally, physically just drained. You're exhausted. There's no extra bandwidth. But yet on top of that, you have to identify what's wrong enough to say, I need help. Who's the person who can help me? You know, all of those things. It's this insurmountable ask of women. So I'm curious, what would you recommend, or what are the things we should be looking for, and what is the help that's out there? And I know that's a big question, but kind of where to start with that?
Well, I mean, if you want to go like at a macro level, like it's healthcare and insurance and the way that we're supporting women and doing more in the postpartum period and postpartum doulas. There's so many things in the macro level that need to change. But at a micro level, what can people do is, from the provider's perspective, educate yourself, understand these conditions, and really bring it up as a topic of conversation with your patients. It just, sometimes what happens is you're going through this and you don't have the words, you don't have the language to express what is going on in you. And, but if you're bringing it up at the prenatal visits and screening, there needs to be screening consistently throughout that perinatal period, then it makes it easier for someone to say, something isn't feeling right. I think it might be what we were talking about before. Or I have this history, the mental health history, let's address this. And then for someone suffering, sometimes telling someone what's going on, they might not be a safe person and they might minimize what you're experiencing. And they might, just say, well, you just need to exercise or, try some essential oils or get a massage. And then you're like, okay, I don't think they're hearing what I'm saying. But it's important to have these conversations with your doctor. If they don't bring it up, you bring it up. Make sure that you have a primary care doctor as well established, that you're just not relying on your OB for your total care. And so that they can also address your full health, a primary care doctor. And also, we'll reach out to us. Like, we'll help get you to the right people. Peer support is crucial. And just realize you're not alone, that this is treatable, that you, with the right help, you will get better. This is temporary, but you have to speak out. You have to stand up, unfortunately, and find someone who you know who can also be that advocate for you.
And one more point in terms of providing resources, it notes in the article where you were mentioned over the weekend that there was a behavioral place in Appleton forming a new mental health training program trying to increase the number of medical professionals, case managers, substance abuse counselors, and that's coming because of a $310,000 grant from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, which is to say that for folks who might be listening, who might be, say, Republican members of the state legislature, you could increase, the funding for that so that there are more of these resources out there for people, so that whenever Sarah Blomquist and others are talking to new moms, that they have these resources to send to them, Sarah. And that's where we, again, appreciate so much you being here, telling us all about it. Nicole and Kate, thank you so much for helping us shed light on such a super important topic.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us, Sarah. This was so great.
It really was. And it's, I believe, Moms Mental Health MKE is the address, right? Just want to make sure I got that too, because I've neglected to put it on screen. So there we go. MomsMentalHealthMKE.org. All right. We will be back. You're up.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM in Hayward. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke on The Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM in Hayward.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We're still trying to get an answer to the seemingly eternal question, honestly, why don't Republicans like child care? So we're going to work on that. It has been a major bone of contention that the Child Care Counts program has been lingering like this without Republican support. They've just wanted to kill it entirely. And Governor Evers last week reallocated some unspent pandemic relief funds to keep the program going until early 2025. Emily, what were your thoughts that while the governor is able to find some funding, that again, the legislature isn't being a partner in this?
I mean, it continues to just boggle my mind. And I look around at my peer group and those that I work with every day. And I want, every day I was just like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And
well, that is the big question there, Senator Royce. And again, there was some speculation early on in the fall session that maybe there'd be some kind of a grand deal on tax cuts here and child care counts here. And it just seems like Republicans don't have any interest in that. So which is it? Is that they were showing some interest and a deal never came together, or they've just always been opposed to helping support childcare in Wisconsin?
I think it's both. There are just were only a few Republicans who realized what a disaster this was going to be, and that if you don't have reliable, affordable childcare, you're not going to have an economy. But those Republicans are far outnumbered by Republicans who believe we really shouldn't be doing anything to help working families. Senator Knodel made it very, very clear in the hearing that he thinks that if you have kids, you should stay home. And we know who he's talking to, right? He's talking to the moms.
It's not hyperbole. You were posting on social media at the time about the remarks that were being made. And, again, there was no mistaking the meaning.
Right. I mean, he said that I was denigrating his mother, who stayed home to take care of, 8 or 9 kids, by advocating for childcare and talking about how important it was in my own life. And I just think it's outrageous, and it shows how deeply out of touch the Republican Party is. The reality is most families cannot survive on one income in this economy and haven't been able to do so for decades. And there are lots of reasons why parents need to be in the workforce. And it's an economic necessity if we want to have an economy that functions.
So we know about the necessity of it. If we take a step back, just because you've heard so much of the testimony being on joint finance, the Joint Finance Committee yourself, how would you describe the state of childcare today for Wisconsin working families?
I would say it's very, very grim. We have been in a slow-moving crisis for over 20 years in the childcare industry, and that is because it is very expensive to provide childcare and other forms of care work, more so than families can afford. And we've seen this both in terms of the elder care spectrum and early childhood. 4 out of 5 people are no longer working in early childhood education, people with early childhood education degrees. And that's because they can't afford it, because it's poverty wages. But parents really can't afford to pay more. So this is a classic situation where you have something that is a necessity, the market can't provide it, and we need government to step in and close the gap. Just like we discovered with K-12 education, it cannot be the responsibility of parents on their own. And there is a huge societal benefit to making sure that our youngest children, where 90% of brain development is happening, are getting that high quality early childhood education that both enables parents to work and enables those kids to go on and be as successful as possible.
Emily, what were your thoughts that while the governor is able to find some funding, that again, the legislature isn't being a partner in this?
I mean, it continues to just boggle my mind. And I look around at my peer group and those that I work with every day. And I want, every day I was just like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And so similar to what's happening at the federal level, it's like, okay, the government's open one more day, or we have childcare for this amount of time. But I'm still really struggling and hoping to hear from Senator Royce today. What can we continue to do to make sure we don't have to take these steps that, while a relief, like Aaron said, really isn't how this should be working, and everybody should be behind this. So how do we get them on board so we can stop with some of these interim steps?
Well, that is the big question there, Senator Royce. And again, there was some speculation early on in the fall session that maybe there'd be some kind of a grand deal on tax cuts here and childcare accounts here. And it just seems like Republicans don't have any interest in that. So which is it? Is that they were showing some interest and a deal never came together, or they've just always been opposed to helping support childcare in Wisconsin?
I think it's both. There are just were only a few Republicans who realized what a disaster this was going to be, and that if you don't have reliable, affordable childcare, you're not going to have an economy. But those Republicans are far outnumbered by Republicans who believe we really shouldn't be doing anything to help working families. Senator Knodel made it very, very clear in the hearing that he thinks that if you have kids, you should stay home. And we know who he's talking to, right? He's talking to the moms.
It's not hyperbole. You were posting on social media at the time about the remarks that were being made. And, you know, again, there was no mistaking the meaning.
Right. I mean, he said that I was denigrating his mother, who stayed home to take care of, 8 or 9 kids, by advocating for childcare and talking about how important it was in my own life. And I just think it's outrageous, and it shows how deeply out of touch the Republican Party is. The reality is most families cannot survive on one income in this economy and haven't been able to do so for decades. And there are lots of reasons why parents need to be in the workforce. And it's an economic necessity if we want to have an economy that functions.
So we know about the necessity of it. If we take a step back, just because you've heard so much of the testimony being on Joint Finance, the Joint Finance Committee yourself, how would you describe the state of childcare today for Wisconsin working families?
I would say it's very, very grim. You know, we have been in a slow-moving crisis for over 20 years in the childcare industry, and that is because it is very expensive to provide childcare and other forms of care work, more so than families can afford. And we've seen this both in terms of the elder care spectrum and early childhood. 4 out of 5 people are no longer working in early childhood education, people with early childhood education degrees. And that's because they can't afford it, because it's poverty wages. But parents really can't afford to pay more. So this is a classic situation where you have something that is a necessity, the market can't provide it, and we need government to step in and close the gap. Just like we discovered with K-12 education, it cannot be the responsibility of parents on their own. And there is a huge societal benefit to making sure that our youngest children, where 90% of brain development is happening, are getting that high quality early childhood education that both enables parents to work and enables those kids to go on and be as successful as possible.
And with that, we have to let it go there. Senator Kelda Royce, Aaron Phillips, Emily Tyne, I appreciate your time so very much. Thank you very much for coming in today. And that's our show for a closer look with our friends at Motherhood for Good here on Up North News Radio.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Did you know December 25th isn't just Christmas? It's also National Pumpkin Pie Day. This delicious dessert originated in the U.S. in the 1800s and really grew in popularity when it became a part of Thanksgiving, though the official day to celebrate pumpkin pie is still December 25th. Sounds like a delicious reason to enjoy it. Don't forget to add some ice cream or whipped cream for an extra special treat. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays!
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis.